This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. When was the last time you had a good hard look at your phone bill? I mean, you know, page by page and line by line. Yeah, I didn't think so. But if you do happen to take a look next month, you might find a few charges there that you didn't authorize. It's a scam called bill cramming, and it's the new thing on mobile phone bills. So the Federal Trade Commission is cracking down. Marketplace's Queenie Kim has that story.
You might have been a victim of this scam without even knowing it. Malini Mithal is with the FTC's Bureau of Consumer Protection. She says the defendants in this case, including Wise Media,
were offering dating tips and horoscopes and other types of services via text messages.
Mithal says many of the consumers who complained to the FTC simply deleted the messages.
Or they responded to it saying, stop, I don't want these services, and they were charged anyway. It's a classic consumer fraud.
The fees, sometimes as much as $9.99 a month, were added onto their cell phone bills. John Breaux is with the National Consumers League in Washington, D.C., and he says expect more of these scams.
The mobile platform is more vulnerable to fraud because it's a platform that's becoming more of an accepted form of payment.
In the 1990s, when bill cramming hit landlines, Breaux says phone companies eventually agreed not to allow third-party charges. But he says that's not really an option today because people like buying legitimate services and charging them to their cell phone bills. Ruth Sussuin is with the Consumer Federation of America in D.C.
You don't want to give your cell phone number out to just anyone.
Sussuin says the main issue is that paying with your cell phone is largely unregulated. And many consumers say cell phone carriers are slow to refund or just don't refund unauthorized charges. Sussuin suggests it's better for consumers to pay with credit cards because the law offers them more protections. In San Francisco, I'm Queenie Kim for Marketplace.